Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own E-Max the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies to wake up everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
What it do, what it do, what it do, everybody. In 2014, it's your boy E-Max the Image, and you have tuned in to another episode of Hood Talk Radio. Tonight, we'll be getting into some really, really, really good topics. We got the moon missions, and we'll be speaking about a little bit of self-motivation, some ideology from some of our doctors and professors, whether they be black, white, Mexican, Asian, Indian, whatever. Right. The race. As long as we on this planet, we all have different cultures that have different views and ideologies and theologies of ways to live. All right. We don't need them. Okay. Excuse me. If there's one thing that we as individuals need, plan of action to unify, and that's pretty much what the basis of all my speaking is about. Comments and everything can be made at 1-646-478-0944. That's the number. Press the 1 key if you want to make your comments or say something ignorant, because we get a lot of people that like to, you know, especially white folks, like to call in and talk about, you know, black people. It's funny that all the races of the world love to, you said life, love to bash the black man, okay? And when I say bash the black man, I do mean, and I do include, talking shit, talking crazy, being disrespectful, and it seems funny to me, in this instance of the use in the word ironic, and strange in this instance, within this context, it's funny to me how, and also in the context of being just the opposite. So check out the definition of the word ironic, and you'll find that it means more than just strange. Okay? But it's ironic in this context that all of the other races of the world, especially white folks, know exactly what the black folks need to turn their lives and our culture and our race and our economic status around. Yet at the same time, we are faced with legislation and codes and the rewriting of laws and, you know, our president's fake ass changing shit up to benefit those that are rich and are in power. A lot of us don't pay attention to the fact that the police have been the police since, you know, before slavery, because during slavery they had, you know, the little clans get together and go hunt down criminals. And the criminals during slavery were nothing but black people who didn't want to be slaves no more, who walked along the railroad tracks and things of this and that and the other nature. It all just went on to the conditioning of our people not to really want to do anything. You know what I'm saying? We can't walk down the street. We can't say hi to people. Can't go into here and drink a glass of water out this fountain. You can't go in there and piss in this toilet. I mean, it was the conditioning sent us into this downward spiral that we are, and landed us in the place we are today. You know, I listened to some people talk, and very intelligent people, it make you want to slap them in the mouth, some of the shit to come out their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, for instance, this evening I was listening to a Dr. Amos Wilson. You might want to write that man's name down and listen to some of this shit on YouTube. But it's Amos Wilson, Dr. Amos Wilson. And he got a lot of good points, but one thing that he said that pissed me off was, you know, it was on the lines of taking something that you were given and making it your own. You know what I'm saying? It was about the cultures, and it was about the information that we receive and the tools that we get. And you're supposed to take it, regardless of where it came from, and transform it so that it fits the profile or it fits the agenda of your people. All right? I basically understood that as saying that, you know, if the white man gave you a book or the Mexican gave you a book, or the Jews gave you a book, or they gave you some information that, you know, they said it's supposed to help you, you know, and your people come out of whatever stupor that you're in, you know what I'm saying? And you take it and you make it your own. It's a bunch of cockamamie shit, man. Because the way white people live ain't going to help the way black people live. It ain't going to help the way Mexicans and Chinese and all them live unless you are included in the plan or the scheme. If you ain't included in their plans, if you're not included in their scheme, there's no way that what they tell you to do is going to work for you. That's just like if you a man and your mom say this is how you treat your woman. She might be right. But you listen to your father. He may not be so right because he ain't a woman. He can't tell you how a woman feels. And vice versa, that woman can't tell you how that man feels. She can speculate, but she ain't a man, so she don't really know. Experience is one thing, but evidence is another. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, we got to stop thinking that everybody else's plan is going to work for us. We got to stop thinking that because they said we need to stop doing this and stop doing that, that it's going to make a difference in our lives, because it ain't. You know what I mean? One thing Dr. Wilson said that I appreciate was that, you know, we need to figure out how to turn our backs on everybody and focus on ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We got enough doctors. We got enough scientists. We got enough EMTs. We got enough black police. We got enough gung-ho, gun-toting-ass people out here that we can start our own armies. We can start our own militias. We got enough rich black people, and we can start our own economies. We can set up our own manufacturing and be our own consumer of our own products. But, of course, we sit back and we listen to what everybody else has to say, and we adopt their procedures, their practices, and their belief systems and spirituality structures and all of that, and we take them and we use them like they were set up for everybody. But they were set up for everybody except us. All right? Because even though we were the last physical slaves, all right, we are not out of slavery. And it is based on us in the beginning. Another thing that Dr. Wilson had mentioned was the economics and how they affect the way you think. So if black people was always on the bottom of the food chain and the money chain, don't you think we have a different thought process than those that are higher than us economically? So let's think a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, let's use both sides of our brains. In order to do that, you got to figure out how that's going to work. I'm going to go to the phone lines right quick and bring in the sheriff. 216-704, what it do, Al?
Oh, I'm doing excellent, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. What's going on with you?
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, there's no other way to be about it, because I spoke about it in some instances on my program as well, which is, of course, same phone number, but on a Monday. So with that being said, Monday, 9 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. But, man, I'm glad you said it because our group, you know, Black on Black Crime, we work with everybody. We don't mind working with folks because we realize that sometimes you need to get a massive army out there for folks to realize human business. But on the flip side of it all, we don't go out there telling other folks because some things, it's not, quote unquote, my lane to tell somebody from another, I'll say, for lack of a better term, another ethnic group or what have you, this is what y'all need to do to get yourselves together. In order to get this in America, you Chinese people need to join with us and do this, that, and other for yourselves and follow our leader and follow this, that, and other. It's a lot of times, my brother, a lot of times, and you've seen it yourself, I've had to come and clash with some folks because people don't realize that they overstep their boundaries in trying to tell us to follow. If you follow my Caucasian leader, he'll lead you to the promised land. If you follow what this person is saying, they can do this, that, and the other for you. Just stop what you're doing right now. We are using, quote-unquote, your black leaders and saying that this was a great black leader, that was a great black leader, this was a great black leader. But, and then after that but, they didn't understand the true this, that, and other like our leader understands. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute, back up. Hold on a second.
Right.
If our leader wasn't that great of a leader, then why the hell are you using that leader in your quote-unquote rhetoric and all that stuff? I just wanted to say, man, I'm going to shut up and listen to what you're saying because I've seen it myself and can attest to that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's to the point, that people, not just our people, people don't think for themselves no more. You know what I'm saying? They usually take what they've heard and they switch it around in their brains a little while until it makes sense to them. And then they want to tell you that this is the truth. And it can't be argued against. And if it can be argued against, what's those famous three words? I don't care. No, I don't care. So if I was to tell you that an alien came down and told me to tell you not to go to work tomorrow because they was going to come get you because you was part of this experiment from thousands of years ago that you didn't know, but it took this long for you to be developed, and now here you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, and they coming back to get you. So the alien told me to tell you not to go to work tomorrow because they coming to get you. You're going to look at me and say, I'm telling you a lie. You're going to laugh at me and make me out to be a fool. But then when you wake up tomorrow, you in the bathroom brushing your motherfucking teeth and the house starts shaking and all these lights come over your damn shit, you're going to say, damn, he was telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that you didn't do your research. You just passed the shit off.
But that is the key. Is a lack of in-depth research.
That's right.
You might have looked at the beginning, but you didn't look at the middle and the end.
Mm-hmm.
Can't skip any part of the three equations. If you go straight from the beginning to the end, then there is nothing gained in between there.
That's right. You just took a thought and let it go. You know what I'm saying? If you was to say, well, let me see what this man talking about.
Like you had said earlier, now, if let's say you today would emphasize on their individuality, right, but explore the talent that they have and their gift that they have and now move themselves forward with a positive goal instead of running right here fucking each other what they don't have and the have-nots, create something, be innovative, and now be competitive in society. Here is where we all can come together as a whole versus us being separate. There's no need for us to be separate because we were never separate in the beginning.
Now, we weren't separate in the beginning. They separated us. It's like they're doing now. You know what I'm saying? They've done it. You know what I'm saying? I can't remember the exact date. I got some notes on when they started this income tax campaign. And when they, if I don't know if any of the listeners out there can basically research that. It's been a couple years since we got into the tax structure thing, and it was basically set up to pay duties to the Queen for
and the King of England for colonizing this country. But we became individuals in the tax structure sometime in the 70s or early 80s.
I believe it was in 72 is when they created
the individual income tax. Because it wasn't individual in the beginning. It was just income tax. Now it's individual. So the whole thing of the individuality means you by yourself, you alone. You know what I mean? And if I can get you alone, then I can get you to think the way I think, or I can inject something into your brain that'll make you say, it's a possibility. Possibility to the point where you will actually take action on the information you received from me. Now, if we was all sitting in a group, and three or four people have some good ideas, you know what I'm saying, then there's some options. You got options. But if I don't want you to have any options except for the one that I gave you, then I'm only going to give it to you. And see, if I told you something like that, the aliens coming tomorrow, man, they told me to tell you not to go to work tomorrow, you'll laugh at me. You say, where you get that shit from? And I say, the aliens came and told me. And what you should do is say, okay, let's go talk to them aliens that was talking to you then. Let's see if you can talk to them now. Because if you can't talk to them now, you didn't talk to them yesterday. They told you this some shit you came up in your head to tell me, trying to spook me or make me do what you want me to do. So because of the information that you gave me, I'm now thinking, should I go to work? Are the aliens going to come to me? But, excuse me, in order for me to find the truth in that, what do I have to do?
Right.
I got to do damn research, man. I got to find out if it's for real. You know what I'm saying? I got to find out if it's for real. And when I find out some information about it, if I don't know, the best thing for me to do is not to go back to the motherfucker that gave me the information, but go to somebody else and see if they heard the same thing. Or if maybe the information they received can relate. That's right. That's why when you go into the doctor, they tell you to go have a second or a third opinion. Don't just take my word on it.
Because I ain't no more practice.
That's it. And what you need to do, you got to take those things and you have to basically say to yourself, if what I'm doing, can what I do or what I am doing, will it or can it make some type of impact on my people? What is it that I'm doing out here that's changing, or am I attempting to change the lives of those that look like me? If I've seen some things in my people and I don't like it, you know what I'm saying? They always say, I look at the man in the mirror and everything begins with me. But don't you know that's that individuality shit? See, if I look in the mirror and I see my black face, I see every other person in my community and within my culture that looks like me, because I ain't special. When I say that, the shit that I'm going through, somebody else is going through it too. It may be in a worse situation, or a worse or a better circumstance, but they're going through the same shit. The difference between me and another person would be how I tackle or I handle any situation that I may face that is being faced by not just me, but by damn near everybody that look like me. You know what I'm saying?
But then you also do conflict that, too, because the same individuals that don't look like you are going through the same woes and struggles, too.
Even though
their plight is a little different.
Right.
And if they was to apply themselves a different way, they might be able to quadruple themselves back into the game. But due to the fact of an unknown and unfortunate circumstance, everybody falls on the bended knee.
Got everybody.
That means you have to stay there.
No, you don't. But the thing is, though, with our people, okay, with our people, we have been taught, okay, we have been taught that, oh, everybody going through the same thing. It ain't just no black thing. But listen, if you go back to the history of this country, they said, they told us that this country was based on Christian principles, and yet every one of the founding fathers, and yet every one of the presidents, and yet every one of those that's in charge, and yet every last one of our leaders, every last one of them, I don't know of one of our leaders that are not involved in Masonic rituals, if they are not Masons or Freemasons or whatever degree, cannot, and you will not make it in our current political system, the music industry, television, Hollywood, media, military, you will not make it, okay? You will not make it up to a certain point without dealing or being involved in some type of way of what they call secret societies, okay? They told us to call them the elite, and it makes them feel better. You know what I'm saying? But you know who the elite are? The elite are those that don't know that what they're doing, okay, is making things better for everybody else. Those are the elite, okay? The people that are against the elite may have a little more power and money and a little bit more outside and outwardly appearance, but the anti-elites are those who want you to call them elite because they can't do what you do. They are only here to destroy. You know what I'm saying? If you live next door to a rich man, what makes you think, being a poor man or a broke man, okay, that he going to let you come into his yard? All right? What rich man out here wants a little poor man with tubs and all of that shit in his backyard and tractors and broke-down barn on his property?
But what we're missing in that equation, though, see, it's just like everything else that's been going on. Since we had the bubble bust and the great robbery and the great heist that took place, that in the process of retooling yourself and everything, see, everybody looked at it in a different perspective. Because even though if you had a little capital to work with, you got to go find that new rock and invent something that did not exist. And by you having that opportunity, we have a 10-year or a 20-year run, at least through that little expedition, you were able to gain some knowledge and some riches. But yet, what is it happening? Everybody seems to just run along that path and then just stall out. They pull their wagons over and everything. Everybody just sits up, put the feeders on the horses and shit and just let them just sit there. But yet now when you look at where we are in the future, right, it's a lot of stuff that's going on, but yet no one wants to be a participant. You can't sit around and worry about what we don't have and how you're going to get it, but yet no one wants to be innovative and create something.
Well, that's just the way the system's set up. They put the shit out there so that you can see what you want, and you don't know what you want until you see it. See, people don't realize that a lot of things and a lot of shit that's going on is basically. That's right, and that's what we live in.
Fake you out in a materialistic life by saying, listen, everybody go, like you were using your analogy earlier when you was talking about the aliens, all right? Everybody run around looking like Lil Wayne, but if everybody run around looking like Lil Wayne, then how's everybody going to go get a little job and look like they're ready for the corporate world or ready for their introduction into their field or whatever they try to accomplish? This isn't about no one running around looking like you're a circus act, all right? If you're going to have tattoos on your body and everything, dress your body accordingly to where it is. When you put your garments on, your presentation, as we would call it, has its proper covering. Mm-hmm. Just like when you go to an interview, you ain't going to go with your hair looking all nappy and everything, right? You ain't going to have your shit going in there looking like buckwheat. But yet, when you go for that interview, you're going to go get yourself groomed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you go ahead and you move past that interview aspect, once you got that opportunity for yourself to look like buckwheat, you know how long and how long it will be before you have to transform back into that corporate world.
You see, that's the thing. Who said that? See, in order for you to go and be in that realm, then you have to assimilate
what they said. It's not a standard. It's not assimilate. It's you adapting to what's already there. If that already exists, and you come up with a fucking inquisitive idea and it's a brainy-ass fucking movie, you can say, okay, look, if we build upon this and make this and then we do this with that, then we can do something a whole nother realm with. Now, that's a whole nother generation to that one invention that was already there. Now, we got people already out there. The techies are already in mode and they're ready to go. But the point we've got to make is that, look, we can't just say that it's just one particular race. This is everybody. You might as well call this the great damn race for everybody, because everybody has the knowledge now. And knowledge is the key behind all enlightenment. When you look at what's going on and you start tapping into these baby brains and everything, they are full of ideas.
That's right. They're full of ideas, but the thing is the execution. So you can have the greatest invention in the world, but if you don't put it out there, ain't nobody never gonna know about it.
That's right.
At the same time, if you put it out there and you don't have your structure set up, then you're gonna have to follow somebody else's rules on how you put your shit out there.
Well, once again, see, that's the look, if you're going to live by that creed of not knowing what the hell you're doing before you do it, then you're guaranteed to fail. You have to start from point A to point B to point C. If you don't have all those in those avenues, then you're guaranteed to fail. You have to execute all your three rounds in order for you to accomplish your objective. You work with that round. That is why it's very important that individuals understand exactly what their goals are. If you can foresee yourself and project yourself to the future that you had already graduated and got your degree in that field or whatever that you had set your mind to, then now you know that you will be able to accomplish it. The next phase now is for you to take your whole physical self. The physical being has to now walk the path. Even if you do hit those hurdles and you have to some of them stone walls that you run into, you got to be able to think about how can you get over them, go under them, destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the name of the game behind all what I call the next run. Because when you look at everybody getting ready to go on what I always call the great expedition, because it's ready for us.
You got to look at it like this. If I go to college, a college that they consider, is prestigious, world class, okay? You know, what is world class, all right? World class is what they tell you it is. If you just take and break down those two worlds, if you look at the TV, look at the news, what's going on in our world right now? Some shit all over the fucking place, all right? Class. All right, that's like it's a tier. Okay, so right now, if I'm going to a world class college and I'm learning biotechnology, am I learning biotechnology for war, or am I learning biotechnology for human edification? Meaning, am I going to be allowed to take my attributes and transform them into a quote world class institution that I created, or am I going to have to take that knowledge that I've gained by studying and graduating from a world-class facility and be placed in a bubble and limited to what I can do based on the color of my skin?
Are you a scientist?
I can be a scientist, but who's to say I can't start my own foundation?
If you're not the scientist, And that's why I interject with you, because if you ain't the damn motherfucker mad scientist who can go in there and knock over the little vials and shit and create the potions and everything and make it all materialize without you having to think too hard, therefore now we'll give you that position. But yet when you look at your tutelage on what you're looking to gain out of it, because once again, if you don't start from the beginning based on your goal, first of all, you got to first ask, what are you in that world-class college for? Mm-hmm. If you are in that college for that particular reason to study the biochemical warfare, then that's what you're doing. You're working towards the military world. Then if you're looking to go into something else, whereas if you're looking to come up with your own patents or your own special design, as you continue to gain your tutelage, yes, you can work in that field. But as you continue to work outside on your own experiments and so forth and so on, you become that mad scientist. Then when you come with that breakthrough, then you can present that to the whole board. Now, you got to remember, it's still a board of all situations and every occupation. If you got an idea and it's worthy, they'll listen to you. Everybody listens to you, and they'll tell you right off the bat, you got an idea? If it's worthy and it's new and it's innovative, let's go for it.
But worthy for who? See,
but no,
the thing
no,
is,
see,
if you come up with something that's only going to benefit black folks,
you know, look.
Guess what's going to happen?
Look, first of all, if you make something that's only for black folks, everybody going to want it. Simple as that.
But
just like they say,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, just make the music for the black people and let them just have their little jungle music. Okay, now all of a sudden, everybody wants the jungle music.
You know why, though, right?
Because, look, when you tell the human beings that you can't have something, automatically they're going to say, why we can't.
That's right.
And when you say, why we can't, the next thing is coming to play. What
you tell them why.
You're going to get an explanation, which is number one.
Scientific.
Then number two, you'll get what? A presentation.
That's right.
And then number three, you will obtain it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And
how about you doing all three phases, have you not executed to all three realms?
All right, here's one. Black hair care products. Ain't you know, such thing as the only thing white people can put in their hair is color and weaves. That's it. They cannot, you can't take the black scientists that went to college to learn a white man's ways of developing this black perm, this perm for black hair. Okay? We got naturally curly hair.
They market to.
Wait a minute. They market to the black people. But in order to get on the shelf, they had to learn and be certified according to the white man's standards. Okay? Now, wait. Listen to me. When you put that black face on that hair care product, okay, the question is going to be, why can't white people or Mexican people or Chinese people use this product? Because of your genetic makeup, because your chemical balances and the pHs in your structure and your system, and this and that and the other, and break down scientifically and analyze information and this and that and the other, it is not suited for your hair. It is not suited for your skin. Oh, no, that might not work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the black people that you market to, they'll say, well, we'll try it, but if it don't work on all people hair, because why? Why would they even question whether this product is a good product?
Because, first of all, and they came from some fucking hot grease and shit that's coming out of the can with the straightening comb coming off the stove.
White people don't endorse that shit, do they?
They don't know how to solve no hair care products.
That's exactly my point. If it ain't being endorsed by the powers that be, you're not going to know about it. How come? Hell, what about Sandria and her video on YouTube where she braiding that girl and perming that girl hair, take a big old handful of that shit, stick it in her mouth and swallow it, and was still alive at the end of the 20-minute video, didn't go into no convulsions and none of that shit. How come
right.
that shit ain't blowing up on YouTube? How come nobody know about that? She's doing what she needs to do. She's doing everything she needs to do. Got her patents, got all her shit. How come it ain't being recognized, though? Because she didn't come up with her formulations and all that shit based on what is the institutional standard set forth by the powers that be. Now, if she had $1 million in her pocket to give the men that control the board to say, at least let me give you a presentation, if she don't have a lobbyist to go and fight for her cause, she's going to have to conform. She's going to have to put an ingredient in there that was patented by somebody that already got a fucking patent for black hair care products that ain't even black. Mm-hmm. Or she's going to have to sell her idea in order to get her some money to manufacture. I'm telling you.
We don't know the ins and outs of that. She should have won on Bounce TV or something and came with her own presentation.
The certification board is mainly made up of 12 white people who tell you yes or no. Mm. And it's based on their research and their scientific findings. Oh, you can't put an avocado in your hair. Who said so? We never use avocado. Avocado has this type of density and structure and blah, 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 blah. It's not good for the human hair.
But yet,
it's good for the black people's hair.
But yet, when we get into the discussion about the farm bill, you'll understand a lot of the money's being wasted in the United States. And what you just said there, sir, would just contradict everything, because for her not to be able to market her hair care product, and therefore other individuals who are taking hundreds of millions of dollars and just throwing it away frivolously, but yet we know that they're lying in their pockets with that money. They ain't out there fucking trying to save no damn forest species or the birds and shit out there in the damn Everglades. Get the hell out of here, man.
Who's controlling all discoveries and all everything you see on TV right now? Who running it? How come you don't see no basketball players with all their billions and all their millions endorsing their own products? Why did Shaquille O'Neal had to retire from the NBA with a Masonic ring as a fucking cop? Why is Dennis Rodman over in China fucking with the South and the North Koreans now, telling them that it's okay to go to the moon? See, a lot of people don't know. We're going to switch the gears right quick, y'all. 646-478-0944. Cheesy brought me into the information age, brought me up quickly with this newspaper article that came out. Was this Sunday's paper? About all these nations that's planning to go to the moon. All right? Now, you know, of course, the United States, they claim, you know, and we success. They at the top of the page, all of this shit. 59 to 76, 77, 2007, and 2008 to 2014. First craft since 1976, specifically designed to hit or land on the lunar surface, or the moon in WSB, was an impact probe from the Indian spacecraft Chandrayaan, wow, ain't that something, -1, launched in 2008. All right, now listen to this. Let's see, we got, China, right now, they're supposed to be going back and going up there in like late 2015. All right, Google has a probe that they sent in right after China. Oh, right before China, excuse me. So that's the Americans. What about, you know, Virgin Mobile? Ain't they going out there too? I'm telling you, ain't no black people on these missions. And if they are, you don't know about them. Okay? Because they're on the inside of the places. They working in the back rooms, pushing buttons on the modules in the computer screen, because that's their specialities. You know what I'm saying? They went inside of the triangle in order to succeed. In order to succeed, you can take, why do you think there's so many people, not just black people, you want to talk about everybody? You let's talk about everybody. Why do you think there are so many people in this country that got masters and bachelors and doctorates and all of this and all of that, and they're working at Wendy's? They're answering phones at Dial America. You know what I'm saying? Or they're sitting in the office, you know, typing on the computer. But they can tell you, you know, if you belch the wrong way, oh, my goodness, man, you got a so-and-so-and-so down in your spleen. You need to go have that checked out. But they don't have the license to do it. Huh? What we want to do is we want to blame everybody else for our faults. Trust me. Gone are the days of blaming everybody else for your faults. If I could sit here and say, man, you know what, Al, man? You were supposed to put my music out. That's blaming you for me not succeeding. It's something that I've been trying to do for a long time. When it ain't your fault at all. Because first of all, if I'd have handed you something worthy of you putting it into the motherfucking hands of the executives that you know, I've known you all these years, don't you think I would believe that you would?
Point A, point B, and point C.
So it's not me. It's not for me because I didn't go to college. It's not for me to say that it's because I got caught up in the dope game that the white man put me in. The white man didn't put you in it. He laid the shit on the table. It's like when you go to a buffet. Don't you get a choice of what you want to put on your plate?
He let you pick it.
But he lets you pick from the options he puts before you. So you never think about that when you go to Golden Corral. Man, it's a ton of food in there. It's all kind of shit. But if you go to those buffet places a lot, and I know a lot of people that do, they stay in them motherfuckers. Yeah, you can throw up for $10. But guess what? You're going to eat the same shit every time you go back. It might be the steak in this tray and the roast beef down the line. And then you go back the next time and the roast beef going to be up front and the steak going to be down the line. So, I mean, the chocolate cake and the sweets is always in the same place. This week they might have peanut butter cookies. Next week they go take any chocolate brownies. Come on. But when you go back, there's going to be some big-ass cookies in the spot where the brownies was. And a week before that, it was brownies. And a week before that, it was cookies. So all you got to do is follow the fucking trends, and you're going to see that the options that are put before you are put before you for a reason. You thinking you got a choice. You don't have a choice. You have options based on what's presented to you. It's up to you to make the best choice for yourself. If you hungry, and you go to a Golden Corral with your $10, you go and you pick from a blue plate. They give you a blue plate or a green plate or an orange plate. So you got to pick one of them three colors.
Depending on how you feel.
You need to go sit on the left side of the room or the right side of the room. That's right. Now, you know how when we eat a bowl of cereal, we go get the biggest damn spoon we can find that fit in our mouth. You go to them restaurants and you say, let me get an adult spoon. If you don't, you're going to get a kid's spoon. Everybody gets the same forks, the same spoons, and the same knives washed in the same machine in the back that you don't see. Washed by the same dishwasher who's on a schedule. You have the same waiters and waitresses bringing you your food. Now, why? And I'm going to ask this question. There was a time, and I'm going to use Golden Corral, you know what I'm saying, no copyright infringement and none of that shit, no promotions, just from experience, where there was a time when you could go to Golden Corral and go get your own root beer. If that's what you ordered when you walked in, you got your glass and everything. Put it right on the tray with your silverware.
Right.
In the tray, okay? Brown tray at that.
Yeah, you can go up to the machine.
Yeah.
I don't feel like root beer right now. I'm going to get me some high C. No.
What
pop you want? As soon as you order, how many with you? What pops y'all having? What are your drinks? If you say coffee, you ain't getting no big cup. You're not going to get a big cup. You have to ask now. It used to be you can go in there and put a big old gigantic jug of ice water in a pitcher on the table with some bread. As soon as you sit down, because, you know, if you know me, you know everybody I run with, sometimes, man, you go eat like that, and when you got a buzz and you got the munchies and you ready to smash. So a big old pitcher of water and some biscuits or some bread stick with a little butter, whoo, that set it off. You don't get that no more.
Nope.
But you got to tip the person that comes to you and say, here, let me clean that table off. When they on the clock to clean that table off, do you want another pop? You want some more coffee? Because they're going to look at your receipt and say, this is what you ordered. Mm-hmm. So there goes your options out the window. You want to drink a pop after having a cup of coffee and there ain't no pop for you on that receipt? You might have to pay a little bit for that.
Uh-huh.
Why? You can't just go in there and switch up pops if you can eat all the food you want. But at a certain time, they're going to take all that lettuce. They're going to take the fruit bowl, the salad bowl, the eggs, and the cheese, and the sausage, and they're going to dump that shit in a big old pot, throw it in a grinder, and put it in a garbage can for the disposal people to come and feed the animals. That's what it's for. Not the homeless. Not wrap some of that shit up they didn't sell today and pick a homeless shelter to give it to, because that is not economical. All right?
You live in corporate America.
Living in corporate America. Profit and loss, checks and balances. And people forgot about those terms when it comes to life. You have to live your life as if you are a business. If you ain't making enough money, I don't care if you're working at rally. I don't care if you're working for your dude boss chopping trees down and you only work when he calls you. If you ain't making enough money to live like you're living, then you're living in loss. Your checks ain't balancing. So we have to put ourselves into that position. Create your own economy. You know what I'm saying? You want to go to college and get you a degree? Go to college and get you a degree. Get that certification. Sit down at that 12-member board, and you tell them why you need to be certified. The thing is, once you get your certification, and see, what a lot of people don't notice is that Obama said it too, didn't he? Retool yourself. Go back to school. We're opening up all the ways for you to get your shit together and start a business. That's why ain't nobody working right now.
Everybody got businesses going.
Everybody got businesses going, man. It's the individual plan, okay? Now, here's another individual plan. Nations with an S plan, caravan of missions to the moon. Caravan means many. Did you know that the Dodge Caravan means many? You can hold them. You hold as many motherfuckers in there if you want to. Now, we ain't saying that the structure of the bitch gonna hold it, but that's what the caravan is. Many. A whole lot of caravan. Pretty much. We going to the moon. They ain't thinking about your unemployed ass.
Nope.
You have to think about your unemployed ass. How about Mr. I can, man, shit, I know how to use that shovel good in the motherfucker. I chop wood, chop that damn salt and them bricks and that ice all the way down to the driveway, man. Hey, I did it too. Make you some business cards. You know what I'm saying? You walking up and down the street anyway, stopping to some of them businesses out there. Hey, go to your community. Set up some shit. It just might work out for you. You beating the pavement, you beating your ass down just to go and work for somebody else. And what do they say? Make somebody else richer.
But, like you said there,
make yourself rich.
Taking into consideration.
You know, ain't nobody say that, you know, you got to be a brainiac. If you got a good idea and it's innovative, you know, sometimes it's best to go sit down in the library and look up and on a computer and everything and see what it is, how to structure your business properly so that you're paying your taxes accordingly and so forth and so on.
Yep.
So that you know how to run it. There's nothing wrong with you going to take a little small business management course.
Therefore,
when you learn how to structure yourself to run the business, therefore you crossing all your T's and dotting your I's. See, society is missing the boat based on our little special babies being sprinkled out there on us and shit, you see what I'm saying, and they're out there creating mayhem. That's okay. We're going to reel them in. We get a hold of them. But right now, for us out there, the mid-adults, we have to be the ones ready to step up to the plate and oversee a lot of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, when you see education at the forefront, it is, well, let me rephrase that. College is not for everybody, but yet when you look at what you need to do to obtain your degrees in these high-end fields, see,
right.
Those are where you need your degrees. You want to be that damn, you know, neuroscientist and shit, you know what I mean, and that Buck Rogers technology man, you're going to need them degrees for that.
Go get them.
You're going into what we call in-depth research. You're going to be that fucking nutty professor one day and shit, you know what I mean? And that's cool because we need those individuals to continue to lead the way through our innovations and adaptations right along with them because we're going to continue to still bring fresh ideas to the board.
That's right. So when you find yourself in a place where you want to blame somebody for your ass not doing something or your ass not coming up the way you want to come up, you can't blame nobody but yourself for not putting forth the effort to execute a plan that you have created. In order to have a plan, you got to have a vision. It all goes back to that self-motivation plot. And we ain't going to blame Al either while we listen to this track.
So you want to blame me?
You're Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 go brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job law. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJS.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, St. Moore Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Guy.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
don't blame it on
karma delay.
Don't blame it on
beat switch.
Don't blame it on
urban survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Don't blame his mama, fool. All right? And don't blame Al Porter. Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moon. Don't blame it on shit but your ass not doing what you're supposed to. All right, y'all? 646-478-0944. You know what I'm saying? We brought you all the way to this point from everything that we talked about today because, you know, a lot of people want to take Black History is Black History Month. But, hey, man, let's look at some shit that goes on every single day of the year. Let's talk about some Black history. This morning, all right, nobody knows about this woman. Superwoman, I called her. Little old lady living around the corner from me. She got her grandkids. I guess either her daughter ain't got the kids or whatever the case may be. I don't know their personal business, but she was warming her car up while all the snow was coming down today. Kids was out there with their book bags and everything on, and she was shoveling the damn snow. All right? Old woman. That's Black history right there. She's a hero. Because them kids wouldn't have got to school, and she wouldn't have been able to get out of that driveway if she didn't get that shovel out and start shoveling her own snow. Didn't wait on nobody. She might have called somebody, whatever, but for what I saw,
They never did show.
Because she was out there doing it herself. She took the initiative to get out there.
And that's the moral. The initiative.
And get herself free from being stuck in the house. It didn't just benefit her. All right? It benefited those kids. All right? Because she could have easily said, well, I can't get out the driveway, so y'all ain't going to school today. And not only would she have suffered being stuck in, but the kids would have suffered because they probably would have missed something that, you know, wasn't true anyway, but it was detrimental to the educational process set forth for them. So they might have missed a little bit of miseducation that could possibly help them be better slaves in the future, you know? We don't need that. You know, sometimes, man, you got to take the bad and turn it into a good thing. You know what I mean? Our politicians, man, our leaders, you know, and our so-called up-and-comers, man, you know, they have to be trained in the school of thought. I guarantee you, if you talk to a politician, they got a whole different set of rules from young.
They don't live by our creed.
They don't live by our creed. And you can tell the ones that want to be politicians when you're in school because they don't fit in with nobody. They don't fit the nerds. They don't hang with the nerds. They don't hang with the in crowd. If they do hang with the in crowd, it's because they stand to themselves, look at all these fools I'm going to have to represent in the future. They're going to be in jail.
So that must have been the people who work in the office.
Yeah, the clerks and shit like that. See, the procedures. See, you have to learn the procedures. You have to learn to follow. Exactly. And it does not matter.
Hit one on the head.
That's right. It does not matter who it affects as long as you care more about following the procedures set forth for you to enforce. See? See, let's not forget the word enforce. All right? Turn it around. Force is the root word. N, E-N means to what? Continue. Reinforce means to continue to force these procedures on the recipients over and over until they conform. Okay? The word violation means nonconformity. you did not conform to the rules set forth. So let's not forget, go to school, get your education, conform to their rules, and just like you do at your job. If the book says take your steak on one side and let it cook for 1 minute, and at 1 minute and 30 seconds you flip it over and don't hit it with the spatula, it'll tell you why you don't smash that cheesesteak down with a spatula after you flip it. You let the second side cook for 30 seconds, and regardless of whether it's pink or not, you take it off the doggone grill because it's so thin, it's still cooking. And by the time you drain it and shake it a couple of times, it'll be brown. Because if you let it cook longer than 1 minute and 30 seconds, it'll be a dry cheesesteak that you're serving out of my restaurant. And my customers don't like dry cheesesteak. They'd rather have a greasy cheesesteak with a whole bunch of mushrooms and onions on it than a dry cheesesteak. Because you'll bring it back, and that would be me losing money. So if I lose money, you're not conforming.
There you go. You have to conform.
Yeah, your hours going to get cut, too. So you learn how to cook my cheesesteaks the way I tell you to.
So that's specification.
Specification, baby boy. And I'm telling you, that is how it is all over the world. It don't matter what field you get into. You want to go to the military, go to the military. But be expected
to conform.
To conform. And not just conform. If they say, you better get your ass over there and bash that motherfucking head, or they're going to bash you. That's how it goes. It's the hierarchy, man. The hierarchy sets the pace. The options are tomatoes, onions, and cantaloupe. I don't care if you don't like cantaloupe. I don't care if you don't like tomatoes. You're going to pick one of them. Because that's all that I'm putting out there for you to pick from. Oh, man, we got a good choice today. Just like them fools in prison. The misconception is you can go to school when you go to jail. You can if you got 3 years or more. I forgot to tell y'all that. You got to go to jail and be in prison for more than 3 years in order to go to school. And if you got two, you ain't going. You're going to learn how to work in gardens or cook in the kitchen or be a clerk. You know what I'm saying? They ain't teaching you nothing unless you got 3 or more years. Because they ain't going to invest in your rehabilitation unless you got 3 or more years. So you got to commit a crime out there that's going to get you about 5 piece in order for you to be rehabilitated. Everybody else is just part of the game. Sad to say. Alright?
Sell your soul way out.
Sell your soul the way out. I'm going to go to prison and go to college. The other flip side of that coin is to go to the Army or the Navy or the Marines.
Right.
Okay? You go to the service in the military, which is another form of prison, or you commit a crime and go to prison. And you make sure that crime that you commit is at least going to get you 5 years, because that's the only way you're going to go to college in prison. And figure out a way to get your fucking record expunged, too. Because you ain't going to get no job. I don't give a fuck what degree you got.
To be honest, go down to the public defender's office with your $50 and start your expungement process, people.
Yep.
Quit running around thinking that you can go get a job with a record. You can't
do
it.
It's not going to happen. If the motherfucker that ain't got a record can't get a job, what you think you going to do?
$50 at the public defender's office, across the street from the Justice Center on Lakeside.
That's right. And for everybody that don't know what that is, that's downtown Cleveland. Get your ass up, get all your credentials together, and take your ass downtown. All right?
Start your expungement process, people.
It's harder to find a job with a record. The game was to set everybody up with felonies, was going to eliminate you from the job market and put Rusty and Bobo back in because they tired of working in the damn, you know, moonshine factories out in the woods. You know, child support didn't hit Rusty and his little brother because they keep having babies by their cousins, and their cousins wouldn't sign up for welfare, and welfare said, who the daddy? And she said, my cousins. So the cousins got to go get jobs to pay child support for them babies that is made up in the woods. And, of course, it affects everybody. And if you ain't got no job and you out there making babies in the woods, don't think you're going to get away with that shit. That's all I want to let y'all know. It's a vicious circle, man. And it all comes down to choices we make. All right? Make the right choices in your life. Think, if it's a tomato in front of you, an onion, and a watermelon, and you won't eat that watermelon because white people use watermelon to signify for folks in the 30s and the 40s. Niggas love watermelon. Well, it ain't no chicken. Damn sure ain't no cheeseburgers. Ain't no pizza. It ain't no macaroni and cheese. It ain't no greens and ham hocks, no chitlins, no pig feet. All right? Ain't none of that. You got an onion, you got a tomato, and you got a watermelon. Which one of them motherfuckers you going to choose?
I'm
going to
eat the watermelon.
I'm going to eat the watermelon. That's the biggest motherfucker on the pot. Call me a nigga if you want to. I'm going to love this motherfucking watermelon because it's filling my motherfucking belly. And at the same time, it gives me a few seeds. If I want to grow another patch, dig in the dirt.
There you go.
And I'm going to feed myself for a while. Just got to watch the season. But it's all about the choices we make, man. If we want to blame every look, I've been into this research and this study about, you know, my blackness and my culture and my history and the history of the world and the history of religion and all of this and all of that shit. One thing that I have learned from all the things that I've and all the journeys that I took myself on to be able to have something concrete to talk about on this show. If I never come up with a plan to execute and exercise and live by some of the things that I have learned, if I never take the time to unlearn some of the shit that I have learned and try to figure out how to implement those changes in my life, then what is it all for? If you go to college and say, I'm going to be a doctor, and you never do what you need to do despite the circumstances that's put up against you to be a doctor, you'll never be a doctor. You'll just have a piece of paper and an education that says you're a doctor. You will only be able to open your mouth and say, oh, yeah, I did that. I went to that school. I. And your favorite line was, will be, what had happened was, I went up against the powers that be, and they wouldn't let me have my doctorate. So, what do you do? When the Europeans went into Egypt, and they went in there for the first time, and the Egyptians said, get the fuck out of here. Did they turn around and walk away and didn't come back? Nope. Because if they did, we wouldn't be where we are right now. Everybody be blacker than a motherfucker.
Nah, they got their asses kicked, and then the ones that did survive went back and got some more motherfuckers.
That's right. They came back. They came back with a bigger weapon. They came around the side. They waited until the right person was in place, and they talked to them the same thing they do now. Sometimes you got to take that plate and put the food on it that they give you the food. And from the choices that they give you, you have to make it work. You spent your money at the buffet.
I take the tomatoes and the onions, and I go find me some of them wild game out there.
Man.
And my watermelon be dessert.
There'll be people smelling that aroma from miles around me coming out to the middle of the woods like, what you got there, boy? And now you just started a restaurant.
Squirrel, rabbit.
That's right. You got to choose. That's right. You got to choose to want to take what you have and use it. Take what you got and use it. You got a degree? Use it. You got an education outside of college? Use it. Use it to just increase yourself. If that's what you want to do, stop all the thinking about all the shit you want. Because just like I said earlier, how the hell did you know you wanted a Benz if you never saw one? What the hell is a Maybach? It's a Benz, okay? It's a Benz, y'all. It's just one of them Benz that might cost you $1 million. I'm going to use Al's award, man. I love it. The award of who the hell is this calling me on my phone and I'm on the fucking show. Everybody know what time it is. So you get the who the hell is award today, damn it. Cousin fella, call the show. But y'all know what's up, man. Take what you got. Okay? We got countries like India. India, man. What the hell did India come up with the technology to go to the moon?
India over there making solar panels, man.
And guess where they got the technology from?
China.
Yeah, damn right. See,
wow.
United States was so focused on China and North and South Korea that they were sliding shit in the lid. They put another whoop-de-whoop on the motherfuckers. They put a whoop-de-whoop on us and started sending money to Africa because they knew the white folks was going to take their eyeballs off of everything else and say, hey, oh, wait a minute. What are the Asians doing teaming up with the Africans? Okay? You're right. But it was all just a throw-off. Listen, man. When they was going through the little, when we was going through the little economic struggle with China just a few months ago, when China said, fuck it, we ain't using no more U.S. money. We only use Chinese money in China.
Mm-hmm.
And the U.S. is like, hold on, how the hell y'all going to do? Y'all can't do that. Y'all motherfuckers owe us. We got bills to pay. And the only way we're going to be able to pay our bills with y'all is if y'all trade with our money. Well, if y'all ain't going to use our money then, fuck it. And it just started a whirlwind. So the other countries followed suit. But the other countries were the strongest, China. And the United States was like, okay, well, go ahead then. You don't buy nothing from them. You buy your shit from us. So while all this was going on, China was like, here you go, India. Here you go. You know why? They own them. They own them. India and China made a deal. We're going to remain our own country. We don't want none of y'all practices, none of y'all shit. Just help us out. China said, okay. Just like that. And instead of putting it out on TV that China is taking over India, they said we just bought Tibet. That's one of the most archaeologically rich cultural regions in the world, Tibet. Okay, that's like the African jungle of China, of India, Tibet. If you control Tibet, you control India. And China bought Tibet, took them out of debt, just gave them the money. And in exchange, we get to set up our own infrastructure. And that's exactly what they did. Because how about the last motherfuckers, and this is planned for sometime after 2024, in the mid-20s, Russia, China, and Iran will be going to the moon. Iran. Ain't we over there right now kicking motherfuckers' asses? But we going to let them go to the moon?
They going to the moon.
They developing technology to go to the moon? So can you say one world government? Now, wait a minute. This is what they're saying is the reason that they all want to go to the moon. The goal is to prospect for resources and find future outposts. Now, bless you. Prospect for resources.
That's already been done.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, don't nobody believe in the Biru and the Anunnaki. Don't nobody believe in the Sumerian text that said that is why they came to this planet in the first place. That is where they get the term as above, so below. Okay? That is where they get the term as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. These things that's going on right now, we are merely mimicking our creators. The Tower of Babel. It ain't the Tower of Babel. It was only the Tower of Babel when the Europeans came into power. It was something else. And it had nothing to do with them trying to reach the heavens. They was making a damn landing port that was above everybody else's. They wanted to see the aliens before they got here because they never knew when they was coming. And when they came out of nowhere. That's what the word Anunnaki means. Those who from the heavens to earth came. Now, when you say heavens, you're looking up. How the hell do you know them motherfuckers ain't coming from up under the water? All right? Because they haven't said that the aliens come from the water, too. See, they haven't said that Agartha is a civilization that over 40 to 50,000 years ago was, you know, written about and told about and talked about and found in the center of our earth, where they call it the core. Ain't nobody never been to the core, but they can tell you all about that motherfucker. They can't get a cable to go to the moon, but they can tell you what's in the core of this planet. You know what I'm saying? Come on with that bullshit, man. What we need to do, because we don't believe shit people tell us anyway, unless, you know, you Muslim or you Christian. You believe all that shit. But I'm here to tell you that if you like Pastor Ray Hagin say, step outside the circle of your awareness. Be courageous enough to open up a different book.
There you go.
You might just learn something. Who cares? Now, Dr. Amos Wilson said, who cares where the information comes from? Use it, take it, make it your own. But I'm not going to take a book from the Ku Klux Klan to tell me how to live my life as a black man, and I know they hate me, and make it my own. It's not going to work. I may take it and use his information to help myself by finding loopholes in what he has to teach me. Because basically what he's teaching me is his plan for controlling my life. So if I learn his plan for controlling my life, then I may be able to counter it by the aggressive and the countermeasures. You know what I'm saying? That's right. If he want to shoot at me, you think I'm going to run away straight? Nope. I'm going to turn to the zigzag, the biggest. I'm going to be the hardest motherfucking target in the world. You want to bump your music up to the point that you know the Illuminati going to holler at you? Do like Prince do. Every now and then come up with a bullshit song. And release that. Lose money for the record label.
Right. Make them don't want you.
Make them don't want you, but still be a popular name and make your money independently. Who says you had to have $50 million any damn way?
You ain't doing shit, was it?
Hold on. You get $1,000 to be broke tomorrow. So you get $50 million, you figure a year? You got a good year? You eat your ass up. Ain't all the little cokey sniff, the turn up, the kush, the pills, all that shit gonna turn that $50 million into $5 in about a year. So if the Illuminati catch your ass at your $50 million mark and you tell the motherfuckers no, and you start going down, now you got $38 million, and tax time come around, you got $22 million, and you ain't brought no money in, so tax time come around, you got $10 million, and then you ain't brought no more money in, you just blowing all your shit now.
I'll give them about 3 years.
Oh, man, hell no.
I'll give about 3 years. I said 3 years you'll be a virgin ass out. You're going to go get your little fly-ass mansion. That's going to cost you $1.5 million.
$1.5 million off the rip.
And then you got to go buy your Bugatti. So you got to get your bling-bling. Let's not forget that.
1,000 tattoos on your face.
And then you got to keep your entourage with you. You got to pay your entourage, so you got to keep everybody paid. Man, you done it 3 years.
Hey, Al, I want to ask you a question. Did you know about this? I just find it to be so strange. Ain't everybody still getting a damn plane dealer every day?
Yeah, basically speaking, a lot of folks still getting their plane dealers about 4 times a week, so yeah.
What I'm saying is, can't you go to the store? And don't they still have people to drop that newspaper off at your driveway? What the hell is those newspapers doing at the end of those driveways every morning I see? So they ain't on the 3-day shit no more?
they are on, I think, a 4-day shift, and you can still get plane dealers at the store every day.
Every damn day.
Every day.
And they made
this
big old hoopla about people not being able to get the paper. Then the little old white people out on the west side was like, Lord, I can't get out my apartment building. But don't that motherfucker pull up downstairs and do apartment buildings that day?
Right there,
the audience, damn plain dealer standing, and you're at the hotel, you can walk in and get your complimentary paper. Hint, motherfucker. You ain't got to have a room key to walk into the front lobby of the hotel to pick you up a paper and get you a cup of coffee. I've done it.
Yeah, thank you.
Eat you a strudel if you want to.
That's right.
All you got to do is go in there doing breakfast hours, and you are a guest. Trust me. Trust me, I do it. Y'all got to learn how to live post sometimes, man. Damn. First change ain't no robbery. But y'all listen, man. Take y'all time. Figure out what it is that you want to do. And by figuring it out, I'm saying do some research. Learn what you need to learn and decide within yourself that this is what I'm going to do. Despite all the obstacles set before me, I have to make the final decision to be able to face my fears of failure, because you only fail if you don't try. All right.
Wow.
Sometimes you fail because you give up after the first try and you don't try to figure out where you went wrong or what did you forget. Sometimes you didn't do anything wrong. You just went about it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? Research is from the beginning to the end, not starting in the middle, not starting at the end, not looking for a point that you was trying to make, not looking for a specific bit of information that just might help you. Because the shit you ain't looking for could be the most important thing that you need in your arsenal. So begin at the beginning. Start with what it is I'm good at. I'm good at this, and I'm going to decide to learn as much as I can about it so that according to the laws of the land, all of y'all that want to, you know, quote the Bible at me and this and that and the other, you know what I'm saying? When God said, when your Jesus said, whose face is this on this coin, and the little person said Caesar, and he said, well, you get a Caesar, what's due to Caesar? And you get a me, what's due to me? See, they don't preach that. You don't hear about that one. But that says that if Caesar tells you that you have to use this for to buy your goods, and you got to use that to buy your goods. All right? Decide that you're going to use Caesar's money to buy your goods. Now, if Jesus told you that Caesar's money is the money of the devil, why the hell would he tell you to use it? If Jesus said, I'm more powerful than Caesar, then why would he be interested in you giving Caesar his due? If he didn't come to save Caesar, but he came to save you. Okay?
Ooh.
Think about that shit, man. That's what I'm talking about. Go outside the realm of your awareness. Think about some things that you understand. Think about those things that you don't understand. Put them together and try to figure out a plan of action. The obstacles that we face, especially as black people, we can't keep blaming everybody else for our shit. Niggas, pull your fucking pants up. I don't care what you think about this shit. It's fucking nasty. It's nasty. All right? And I'm telling you right now, pull your pants up. Pull your pants up. I wear a belt. Everybody wear belts. But then when like Lil Wayne with little skinny pants on, it's cold outside. Women, put hats on your head. I know you just got your hair done. But that's why Grandma used to wear a hairnet. She put that hairnet over top of her hair done. And then put her hat on and go out in the wind. Take that hairnet off and shake her head and it's like, boop. That's the natural, that's the beautiful thing about black women's hair. You can just shake your head and it's right back where it was. White people, You got to put stuff in and spray it. Sorry, y'all, but it's only the truth. This your boy, E-Max, man. We got Cheese in the house. We got Al Porter Jr. in the house, man. It's Hood Talk Radio Wednesday night. Don't y'all forget, Hood Tunes Radio is coming up Friday and Saturday night, man, with your host, your boy, E-Max Image, man, the coolest host in the world. Also on Monday nights is Al Porter Jr.'s Man in the Streets from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Cleveland time if you know where we at. So tune in. Stay aware. Keep your eyes open. You know what I'm saying? Do not forget about Border Wrestlers Radio. They on every night again. You know what I'm saying? Out there in Texas, just type them in. Google them.
Do your research, people.
Do your research.
You got to go to the moon. So y'all
right.
Better get ready.
See, that's a call out right there. Now, first and foremost, man, you know, we only got a few minutes, but I want to drop this question for all y'all suckers out there that still think that, you know, we ain't slaves. The world's economy is going to shit, and yet some of the poorest countries in history are going to the moon. We're going first, of course, but these motherfuckers going to the moon. They won't eat the cow that's walking across the street with the ribs showing, but they going to the moon. Think about that. Think about the Russia. Wait a minute. Russia and China and Iran?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? And Japan, India, North Korea. What fucking country is the golden spike? It's not even in this article. Can somebody tell me where the fucking golden spike is?
Right.
What country?
Yeah, that question, too.
Is the golden?
Who is the golden spike people?
Come on, man, we need to know.
That's Dubai, They're the golden spike.
Hot right, man. Don't make me lie. We on the air. I'm not trying to tell no lie on the air. Somebody called me like Alex Jones or something. You got the wrong information. So I ain't gonna comment on that. We don't know what we're gonna leave that for one of y'all motherfuckers out there to call us.
Somebody call us
to inform.
Who the golden spike is?
Golden spike. They trying to go to the moon. They going.
What? They got a long day.
21.
Yeah.
2021.
2021. They going
off. 7 years. So if you got a baby who was born today, by the time he turns 7 and get into first grade, the golden spike is going to the moon. And then the European Space Agency, and then Russia, China, and Iran. All these motherfuckers going to the moon. Now, we worried about who's saying what on Facebook.
Y'all going to be on the face of the earth.
Y'all need to stop that book. All right, we love y'all out there. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to Hood Talk Radio. It is Wednesday night. And we'll be back next week, man. Next week, we're going to talk about what the fuck is going on with this Black History Month shit. We're going to talk about some real Black History shit. I know Al's going to have something for you. We're going to talk about some people y'all know about. Me, personally, I want to talk about the 7th Black president of the United States. Before George Washington. Y'all know what it is.
Comment on the questions at hand
on
who the 7th president of the United States was.
Yeah, before George Washington. And he wasn't no white man either. All right, they even threw one in there, but we're going to save all of that shit for next week because I got some folia. You know what I'm saying? You want to say something before we get out of here in 30 seconds?
Hey, I'm just thankful to hear from you all. That royalty roundtable, when it comes down to it, information is so crucial, and I'll be back with you all next Wednesday as well.
That's what's up. So y'all know what to do. Tune in with us next week as we get back, and we're going to tell y'all about real Black history. This your boy, E-Max the Image, and it is Hood Talk Radio, and we out of here. Peace.
Hey.